Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of August 13th through the 21st. And what do we have going on in this crazy week? Well, first of all, you know, congratulations to everybody for getting through the Mars-Pluto square. Of course, we saw all of our insanity out there on the global level, but hopefully you guys got through it in your personal life without too much insanity. So as we move into this week ahead, first of all, we have the planet Uranus retrograding on Saturday the 15th at 10:25 a.m. Eastern time. So this starts a story that will run until mid-January with this planet. So let's look at what that's there for, okay? You know, Uranus is all about our social ties. So this can be about our friends or associates. It can be about our group affiliations. It can be about what we do on the internet. It can be about astrology or charities. It can be about parties, events, and gatherings. And it's also about what's original and unique about each of us, our innovations and inventions. It's about our causes and rebellions and our freedoms as well. And so it's focused in a different area for each sign, but in general, overall, for everyone, it's been asking us to look at where we are in those social streams and original conceptions, and how do those things align with our current values? Are we evolving over these years in some way through this? Is there a great awakening taking place through this? Is there some kind of change that you're going through? Because Uranus tends to bring sudden changes. It's also really going to bring us through an entire, you know, blender from start to finish that has to do with changes that are going to impact the way we make money, our purchases and possessions. And so, again, you know, we're starting to see that shift as people are moving more online to make money, or they're really starting to lean into their original ideas and inventions and, you know, follow that in some way. So when Uranus retrogrades on Saturday, it begins this chapter now through mid-January, where we're going to new things into this equation, and we're really going to now go back over things. We might go back to the past and reevaluate, release, rework, or we might just stick with where we are right now and rework something there. So it's giving us a do-over period that lasts for several months. And so you might want to just pay attention to what's shifting for you on Saturday, as it will be, you know, pointing out to you, you know, the new direction that you're going with this stuff. Okay, now the rest of the week, the thrust is on Leo. And this is interesting because what's happening is we are having a ton of Mercury activation in Leo day after day after day. It's unusual to have that much. And then we are having a new moon in Leo. So as Mercury begins this, Mercury is going to be in an adjustment on Friday the 14th, an adjustment on Saturday the 15th, an adjustment on Sunday the 16th, a harmonic on Monday the 17th, an adjustment on Tuesday the 18th, and then it exits the sign on Wednesday. The new moon is on Tuesday. So what it's really telling me is that Mercury is asking us to get into a lot of conversations or to really follow through with our ideas, our meetings, our short trips, our writing, our sales, our interviews that are focused on our Leo themes, and to really be flexible, to be flexible in what we're asking for and what people are asking of us when it comes to Leo themes, which means when it comes to our creative endeavors, our love life or lovers, the kids, or anything recreational. And so as we go through all this kind of adaptive, you know, volleying Friday through Tuesday, then boom, we get that new moon in Leo Tuesday evening, And that then gives us a huge boost forward. It's our big one of the year, helping us over the next 2 weeks, starting Tuesday evening, to really get that momentum into something brand new, or taking what we're doing and really launching it forward into some new or next level or new direction kind of scenario. So again, lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So, as a general overview for this, the adjustments that are happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Tuesday, the bulk of that has to do with the that we have, or what's happening on the career front. Maybe you have to, you know, you want to be spending time with a lover, but you've got this stuff to do with the career, or you want to, you know, take the kids here or there, but you've got this obligation on the career front. So there's like this juggling going on there. Also could be some adaptation with authority figures, maybe the parent, maybe the boss, maybe the director, the teacher, and there's some adjusting around that with what you're trying to move forward on. And then there's also adjustments with the 12th house, Pisces energy. So we could have, you know, some things where maybe it's hard to reach people some of the time. Maybe there's some need for rest and rejuvenation. Maybe there's trying to adjust something so that you can have that romantic encounter or really get into the artistry or the spiritual side of things. Or you're dealing with institutions or research or, you know, something that's hidden or secretive. And so there's that adaptation. The positive flow, the easy flow, is on Monday the 17th. So if you're really looking for, gosh, when am I going to get a break in all of this, you know, it really comes Monday when it aligns with Mars and allows everybody to kind of dive in and go for what it is they want with this creative venture lover kid or recreational pursuit, you know, to the best of whatever's happening in your own chart with this, right? And then, like I said, the new moon Tuesday evening, it kicks in at 10:42 p.m. Eastern. So that really opens up two solid weeks of forward momentum. And then the final thing that we can cover a little bit in this show is that Mercury is moving into Virgo then on Wednesday the 19th and kicks off a couple weeks here where we're going to get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are now going to be focused on work or health or animals or paperwork, coworkers, hired help, you know, the analysis, the details, the minutiae. You know, the workaholic Virgo energy, holistic, organic, pure. So we're really going to get into that vibe. So really, you know, that's really going to kind of be the last few days of the week here as far as our week ahead. The thrust, like I said, is going to be really noting what the shift is with the Uranus energy on Saturday and the journey that that's setting you on, and then also what is going on with all this Leo energy. So when we look at the signs, Aries, you know, you really want to, on Saturday the 15th, Uranus is shifting gears, starting the retrograde journey in the morning. So you really want to just take some time and ask yourself, you know, where am I with my friends, my group affiliations, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or anything that's inventive or original or about your freedom? How is that aligning with your values? What do you need to now go back over and reassess as far as what you're doing to make money or what's going on with your purchases or possessions or products in that story? So this is asking you now to kind of go into a do-over. You know, you might reconnect with situations or ideas or let go of something or rework something past or ongoing during these months ahead. With the Mercury energy focused in Leo, Aries, straight up, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's all about lovers or kids or creative projects or recreation. And, you know, there's all this kind of sparring, giving and taking and bending and working around and modifying and adjusting with all of this as you are hearing from people or getting into talks or meetings or focusing on the sales or the writing or the interviews or the offers or the decisions playing out in those fields for you those days. And then by the time you get to Tuesday the 18th in the evening, you get your new moon there and it is going to help push you forward over the 2 weeks that come, you know, and each day, the closest that you are to the new moon in those 2 weeks, the stronger it is. So you want to dive in right from the get-go, looking for some new situations or looking to take current scenarios forward in new directions or new chapters. So again, love, lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. Then on Wednesday, Mercury heads into Virgo, and Aries really going to kick off a few weeks where you're going to be in a lot more talks, meetings, writing, interviews, offers, sales, short trips, and decisions that are either about your health or your work or your animals, or involve coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. All right, for Taurus, you know, Uranus has been in your sign, going to continue to be in your sign for a few more years, and really trying to get you guys to reassess how you see yourself, you know, how you present yourself, what's going on with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity in life, how you're physically putting yourself out there in the world, what's going on with your body, you know. And a lot of this is a reinventive stage for Taurus with Uranus, but it is asking you to look at your values and reassess them as they are bounced off of friends in your world that are coming and going throughout this period, or as you are seeing things play out with associates or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings, et cetera, right? And it's also about your original and inventive side of yourself, Taurus. So as this retrogrades on Saturday morning, the 15th, you are now entering several months up until the middle of January, where you guys are going to kind of slow down now and reassess everything that's occurred so far. Do you need to go back and rework, release, rekindle something, or do you need to focus on the current situation and whatever you need to rework there based on the changes that you're going through? The Tauruses are going through very powerful changes over these years on a personal and physical level due to Uranus in their sign, just like Capricorns are going through it because they have, you know, Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter in their sign, and Pisces are going through it because they have Neptune in their sign. These slow-moving planets, you know, they are impactful. So Taurus, watch what's shifting for you on Saturday based on that. And then with the Leo energy for Taurus, you guys are having a lot of talks, news, offers, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips that are all focused on your home, your family, your real estate deals, or moves, renovations, parents, roommates, you know, everything there at the core root of your chart. And this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then by Tuesday night, you get your new moon, which is boosting you forward and helping you really launch into something brand new or next level in the 2 weeks from that time frame at 10:42 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night. So Friday through Tuesday, with Mercury and all these conversations and all this focus here, you guys want to be very adaptive. You want to give and take. You want to work around. You want to bend a little, ask for a little of this, a little of that, and kind of feel things out, okay, when it comes to those topics. And a big part of that adjustment is going to be over ninth house topics for Taurus. So legal needs, travel plans, educational scenarios, marketing, media interests, the politics, the religious or ceremonial interest in the mix. And then part of the adjustments, probably especially on Saturday, would be around the friends, the groups, the internet, and things that are social, right? And as far as like the positive flow on Monday with all of that, there's something going on behind the scenes here for Taurus. Looks really passionate or motivational and active and in flow for you there at home or with one of those, you know, fourth house topics, family, parents, real estate deals, et cetera. So expect that. Then on Wednesday, the 19th, Mercury heads into Virgo. For Taurus, this kicks off a few weeks where now you're really going to get into a flow with your lovers, the kids, the creative projects, and the recreational pursuits. And this is going to be lots more talks and meetings about that, more sales, more writing, more interviews about that. And so you just want to kind of be open to what's coming with that. I know that's not a hard one to take, right? All right, for Gemini, Uranus. Okay, so for you guys, the last few years and for a few more years, Uranus is spending time in your 12th house. This is like psycho stuff, right? What can I say? You know, the 12th house is like our subconscious, the things we hide from ourselves, the things that we're completely unaware of, things from the past life, things that are karmic, things that are mystical and magical and come from the other side of the veil through dreams, through signs, through psychic abilities, through, you know, the mystical side. Things that are romantic, but only if they're tied to those past life scenarios. Things that are, you know, prayerful, meditative, yogic in some way, spiritual. Things that deal with secrets and deceptions and hidden enemies. Things that deal with institutions, research and investigations. And just, you know, the place where you kind of retreat and hide out, rest and recuperate and figure out what the heck is going on. So Uranus has been really, you know... trying to get you guys to reinvent yourself through some channel there. I'm assuming the Geminis are actually downloading quite a bit of unreal stuff, you know, during this period. You know, once it exits, I think it's 2024 when it exits, maybe 2026. I have to look it up. I'm sorry, I forget. When it does, you know, it's not coming back this lifetime for you guys in that area. So, it's as surreal and otherworldly as it is, you guys might be getting some really amazing downloads artistically and mentally, and but it's also, you know, kind of crazy. So really at the root of it, in those areas, Gemini, you're looking for your values and you're looking at how your soul group is impacting those areas and are you aligned where you need to go and how about your innovations and your inventions and your freedoms and how do they tie into this stuff. And so there's a lot being brought up here. So on Saturday the 15th, you guys are feeling this retrograde begin. It starts a story now that runs until the middle of January where you're going to kind of slow down, not have as many new things crashing in at you in those areas, but now really start to go back and reconnect with the past ideas or people or situations or really refocus on what you're in right now. And figure out what you want to do about this do-over phase. Are there things that need to go? Are there things that need to be revamped, revised, revitalized, rekindled, or reworked? So this will be what is starting on Saturday morning. Okay, for all the Leo energy that is getting amped up, you're having a ton of communications Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, okay? So talk, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities. You'd also just be in there doing a lot with your neighbors, your brothers, your sisters, your vehicles, your electronics, your move. Or some offer or decision that's important. And you have to be really adaptive in all of this Friday through Tuesday. So a lot of working around and working over and under and asking for more or less or being asked for more or less. And at the crux of that is your creative flow or the kids or the lover or the recreational desire to have fun and find joy. So, you know, Gemini, most of the give and take is around big financial topics or sex or reproduction or a birth, a death, a divorce or third parties in the mix. Saturday, there'll be some adjustments with goals or career or authority figures in the mix. Monday, you're in a really good flow socially, which I know the Geminis just hate. So it looks like, you know, whatever's going on here, there's friends, groups, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, something that's really, you know, that you're diving into there that's working. By the time you get to Tuesday evening, the new moon kicks in there. And it's going to launch you guys forward. You'll have 2 weeks of momentum helping you start brand new things or take what's already going on into that next chapter with those talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, short trips, local activities, vehicles, electronics, brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, or ideas. There you go, baby. And also, Gemini, on Wednesday the 19th, Mercury heads into your fourth house. So, guys, you know, for the next couple weeks, a lot more talks and meetings and sales and writing and interviews, et cetera, that are focused on your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, or with family, parents, roommates, and that kind of stuff. So you'll see that kicking in on Wednesday. All right, for Cancer, Uranus has been really focused just in the territory that it rules, you know, so for your sign. So it really has been a very strong and important period in your life when it comes to your friends and your associates, when it comes to your group affiliations, when it comes to what you're doing on the internet or with astrology or charities or parties or gatherings or events, or with your original ideas or inventions or projects or your causes or your freedom or your aspirations in life, okay? And so there's a lot you're downloading. There's a lot that you're reassessing your values with here. There's a lot that you are looking at as far as how this all impacts your income or your products or your possessions or purchases and making choices. So there's a shift coming starting Saturday morning, the 15th, and you guys are now going to start this retrograde like everybody else. So from then until the middle of January, you guys are now kind of going back and reconnecting in those areas with the past, or reworking something, or letting go of something, or focusing on the current situation and what you can release, rework, or rekindle, or revamp, you know, right? Do over. So, you know, pay attention to what's kind of shifting gears in this long story that you're in with this, and then plan on diving into this as it arrives. When it comes to Mercury being active every single day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and this week ahead, come purchases, products, and possessions for Cancer. So you're into a lot of talks and meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions about those topics. And every single one of those days, well, except Monday, you're having to adjust. You're having to give and take or be flexible or work around or juggle something else. And a big bulk of that is with clients, with partners, with specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. So those other key people, you need to be very malleable there, Cancer, when it comes to making money or your purchases, possessions, or products. On Saturday, the adjustments have to do with travel, foreign, distant matters, or educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. The smooth sailing, or the energy that really helps you do something about this situation with your income, purchases, products, or possessions, is on Monday and really helps you set or achieve or pursue a goal here, or really, you know, do something on the career front or with an authority figure like a boss or a parent or a director, a judge, a teacher, somebody like that in the story. So that really is going to give you some momentum. And then on Wednesday, the new moon Tuesday night launches you into brand new or next level opportunities for the next 2 weeks. That's then going to start to get in underway with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. And so, you know, all this working that you've done, I guess, Friday through Tuesday is paying off as the new moon kicks in. Wednesday, Mercury moves into your communication zone, Cancer, Lord. I'm saying that as a Cancer. Oh, my God. So you're going to get busier just in talks and meetings and sales and writing and interviews and offers and short trips and local activities. Some Cancers may be moving during those 2 weeks. Some Cancers may be doing more with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. But it's on, right? So it starts on Wednesday. Okay, for Leo, Uranus has been in your zone of career, status, fame, reputation, personal life goals, and what's going on with bosses, parents, teachers, directors, judges, mentors, and other authority figures. So, you know, you've been reinventing yourself there on some level. This goes on for a few more years. It has really been asking Leo to look at their value system and how they're being valued in those situations and what they need to change, how they need to reinvent themselves as it relates to that, and also what's going on with their soul group. Are there new groups, new friends, new associates? Is there some new way to approach these social streams or the internet or your ideas and inventions and original projects? so that it moves you in the direction you want to go with these goals or career or status or fame or authority figures. And then also, you know, what's happening with your personal income here because it's in Taurus, or a product. Are you innovating a product here that you're going to get out to the public, or is it about your purchases or possessions in that story? So Leo, at the core here, you know, what's unique about you? Where are your values? Where is your soul group? And what is happening here with your life goals, your career, and these authority figures? So on Saturday, the 15th, Uranus retrograde, you start a story of kind of slowing down, no new stuff thrown into the mix for a few months up until the middle of January. And this period is about reassessing, looking at how far you've come and what you really need to tweak now in the areas that you're in, going back to the past, rekindling, reworking, releasing something, or doing the same thing with that ongoing scenario. What needs to go, what needs reworked, and really get it right, pound it out over these months ahead. So pay attention to what's shifting Saturday morning or Saturday, Sunday, as this energy starts to move in the sky and take you back over old ground. Now, with all the Mercury and Leo energy for Leo, I mean, it really means Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you guys have a lot of communications and commerce that's swirling around you. So you might be hearing from people, you might be in talks and meetings, interviews, auditions, sales, writing, offers, decisions that put you front and center, right, and focus on you. Or are about what's going on with your body or your image or brand or name or title or personal needs and desires. So really, you know, Leo, as long as you're focusing on yourself and really, you know, keeping the communications open and getting out there locally or on short trips and focusing on your interests here, then you're doing what you're meant to be doing Friday through Tuesday. And you just need to be super adaptive, flexible, bend, work around, because there's a ton of adjustments. The bulk of the adjustments, Leo, have to do with work, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, or have to do with health interests and pursuits or the animals. So remember to, you know, give them take a lot there. On Saturday, the adjustments will be with financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third-party situations. And on Monday, you have really good flow in whatever this is you're pursuing for yourself, tied in with travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, ceremonial, religious, political themes. So you want to take advantage of that. By Tuesday evening, you have your new moon in your sign, Leo, launches you forward over the next 2 weeks and really helps you guys gather momentum in whatever you're trying to start brand new for yourself, or if you're trying to take something you're already doing and really take it in a new direction or next level. So definitely be proactive about your interests. On Wednesday the 19th, Mercury will head into Virgo. Leo, this will kick off a few weeks where you guys are going to have more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are now going to be focused on making money, your purchases, your products, or possessions. So that should start to really pick up speed starting Wednesday moving forward. Okay, for Virgo. Virgo, Uranus has been trying to get you guys to focus on your ninth house, which is the higher mind, the expanded mind, things that elevate you in some way. So really it has been about education, law, politics, religion, travel, foreign, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, those kind of realms, right? So in this process that you're in for a few years, it really is about reinventing yourself, looking at what are your values now at this point in your life. Do they align with this political group or that religious group or that media outlet or, you know, or your this educational facility or what the media is saying? You know, like you're asking yourself those questions. You're looking at where you are, how you're being valued in those situations, and where is your soul group? How are your friends, your group affiliations? What's happening with the way you're making money, your products or possessions or purchases in flow with all of this? So there's a lot here. And it's really trying to get Virgo not only to kind of reinvent something here, but to hone in on what's original and unique about you in those situations and to find that soul group and to find your values, you know, and if there is a monetary flow or something you're doing with products there, to really work that. So starting Saturday the 15th, this energy is shifting gears. It's going to start a retrograde. It's going to be in retrograde until the middle of January. So these months ahead now, Virgo, you guys are going to kind of slow down. You've introduced whatever newest stuff or changes, and now you're really going to look at, do I need to go back to the past and reassess something, let it go, rekindle it, rework it, vamp it up in some way, or do I need to focus on what I'm doing right now and tweak that in some way, or exit, or, you know, in some way use this do-over to get closer to where I want to be, because come mid-January, it's back on and new things are starting to fly at you in those areas. So there you have that. Now, with the Leo energy for Virgo, this means quite a bit going on behind closed doors and in the days ahead. Active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday with Mercury. So lots of talks and meetings. Writing, sales, interviews, offers, short trips, decisions that are private or secret or working on projects behind closed doors or focused on your artistic talents or projects or interests or something spiritual or romantic, a romantic interlude or getaway, or your research, your investigations, your development on projects, your institutions that are involved. What else? Dealing with addictions or bad habits if you have them, or facing secrets or boundary issues or deceptions if they're going on in your life. So, you know, all the news and talks and meetings and all this, they're really going to be bringing this stuff up Friday through Tuesday, every single day. And there's a lot of adjustments to make here. So you got to be flexible when it comes to the kids, the lover, the creative project or the recreational pursuits in the mix. And on Saturday, you got to be flexible when it comes to the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, or some other key individual. Things should be flowing very nicely on Monday, where you can take action financially or sexually or reproductively or about a divorce or a third party, and this is in flow for you on that day. And then you have the new moon Tuesday evening in these areas. So this will help launch you forward, Virgo, into anything brand new or next level in ongoing situations in these artistic, romantic, spiritual, magical, research, investigational, secretive, institutional arenas. So you really want to be proactive in the 2 weeks that day evening moving forward with that. On Wednesday the 19th, Mercury moves into your sign, Virgo. So for the next couple of weeks, that really brings a lot more news, offers, talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, and decisions that are focused on you guys. So part of this may be you guys just showing up and being front and center, and there's a lot of attention here on you. Part of this might be you, you know, initiating these things around your own desires or needs or what's going on with your body or image or brand or name or title. So very much a time to focus on yourself there, Virgo. All right, for Libra. Libra, okay, you guys have been hosting this wild card Uranus and really been trying to get you to reinvent yourself by shaking up your world in the deepest, most intense parts of life. Part of this for you guys is about your financial scenario. Where are you with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, partner's money, mortgage, whatever is an outside financial resource. Secondly, it's really been trying to get Libra to look at their sexuality, their intimate needs, what's happening within triangles, third parties, jealousy, obsession, control, power, reproduction, birth, death, and divorce. So, yeah, not light and fluffy stuff here, Lieb. But you guys, you know, it's really about you guys looking very clearly at how you need to be valued in those situations. If your values are aligning in the scenarios you're finding yourself there in those categories, or if you need to do something to make changes about that. what's going on with your soul group here, friends, associates, groups, gatherings, parties, the internet, astrology, charities, your freedoms, your original ideas, and everything coming in through that, and also how your own personal income ties into these stories of you know, this bigger financial picture, or the sexual attractions and jealousy and third parties and all of that. You know, so it's an awakening. It's shaking up this area of your life. You're in this for a few more years. And so you enter a new chapter Saturday morning because Uranus is going to retrograde. So the new stuff stops flying at you for a while up through the middle of January. And now you get a chance to kind of go back and reconnect with the past, or rework an ongoing situation, or decide to exit a situation, or rekindle something, you know, so it's a do-over. And so you're going to start to see what's possible there as things start to shift in this territory on Saturday. As far as all this Mercury communication and commerce focused in Leo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I love saying it every time. Libra, this is social for you guys. So this is a whole heck of a lot of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, offers, decisions with your friends, with your groups, with your associates, or online, or focused on astrology or charities or parties or events or gatherings. Also, Libra, maybe something focused here with the sales and the writing and the talks and the meetings, et cetera, about an original project or an invention or an aspiration of yours. So during these days, Monday through Tuesday, every single day, well, maybe not Monday, but yeah, Friday through Tuesday, you guys are going to need to be flexible, adjust, give and take. So as you're going through all this, there's some give and take around what's happening at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate. On Saturday, there's some adjustments with work, health, or animals, or what's going on with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help in the mix. On Monday, you have that really good flow where Mars is kicking up a lot more passion or action with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, so you can see something moving forward there as it ties in with these subjects on Monday. By Tuesday evening, you have your new moon. So now, Libra, you launch into your two-week period where you can start brand new friendships, group affiliations, internet interests. Well, you're not allowed to start anything new with astrology because you got to stick with me. No, you could. Anything with charities, anything with gatherings, your aspirations, your original projects, et cetera. So really be proactive about that in the 2 weeks that follow. Also, on Wednesday the 19th, Mercury will then move into your 12th house, Libra. Really means you're going to get into a lot more talks, meetings, writing, sales, interviews, offers, decisions that are private, secretive, working on projects behind closed doors, or focused on artistic, romantic, spiritual interests, or are involving institutions or research and development. So this really starts to pick up Wednesday and over the next couple weeks. All right, for Scorpio, Uranus has been shaking things up and helping you reinvent yourself and get out of ruts and experience life in some new way over the last few years, and will continue for the next few years with a focus on Scorpios, romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and advocates. So, you know, it's all about connections, Scorpio. And, you know, Uranus is really asking you guys through this process to look at how you are valued and how do your values align correctly, you know, as to where you are at this stage in your life with these key individuals, and what do you need to do to evolve that, make changes to that, or bring a breath of fresh air into that. And how does this tie in with social groups, friendships, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, aspirations, personal freedom, original projects, you know? And is there something about your personal income tied in with these people or with your purchases or products or possessions and what's going on with these key people, okay? So on Saturday the 15th, this energy goes into retrograde and will be in retrograde until the middle of January. So now you have a shift, and some of that, you know, excitement and shocking changes and unpredictability that's constantly thrown at you with all these relationships will stop enough to slow you down and allow you now to go back and start reconnecting with past partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, et cetera, or to really get in there with the ongoing relationships and rework something, fine-tune it, get it right. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to rework? What do you need to rekindle? That story starts Saturday morning onward until middle of January. All the Mercury energy in Leo. For Scorpio, it means that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, every single one of those days, Mercury is active, bringing talks, news, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are either about your personal goals or about your career or about authority figures like parents, bosses, directors, teachers, etc. So on those days, you need to be flexible. You need to give and take. You need to kind of, is the short trip need to be put off for an hour? Did I lose my directions? Did you lose directions? Did we miss each other's calls? Did the email not go through? Do I have to rewrite this? So everything in communication, transportation, and commerce, you need to be flexible on those days. On Saturday, you need to straight up be flexible with the kids, a lover, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit. On Monday, you have real good alignment going on that helps you motivate and move something forward with your work or health, or your animals or paperwork, or your coworkers or hired help in the story. And by Tuesday evening, you have this new moon launching you forward, Scorpio. It'll be in play for two solid weeks. It helps you guys start brand new goals or career projects or situations with authority figures, or it helps you take what you're already doing and move it forward into that next chapter or new direction. On Wednesday the 19th, Mercury moves into Scorpio's social realm. So this is going to kick off a few weeks where you guys are definitely going to have a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions that involve friends or associates or groups or play out online or are tied to astrology or charities or gatherings or personal aspirations. So it looks like a very social period kicking in for our Scorpios starting Wednesday. All right, for Sagittarius, Uranus has been trying to awaken you, help you reinvent yourself, shake things up, and it's really been focused on Sag's work situations, what's going on with coworkers or hired help or paperwork, and what's been going on with their health and their animals. So you're really being asked over these years to ask about how you're being valued in those situations, if your values align with others in those situations, how you're using or involving your social stream, whether it's friends, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or original projects into this scenario, and how your income is impacted or your products or purchases or possessions of some sort. So really trying to get you innovative and out of ruts and reinventing yourself with your work, with your health, with your animals, and those coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So starting Saturday the 15th, this energy retrogrades, and you will be in this retrograde story until the middle of January. So now you slow down a bit. You really start to fine-tune the situations you're already in. You rework them. You release some things. You rekindle some things. And you also can go back to past situations and look at what needs to be rekindled, released, or reworked there. So that process of do-over starts this Saturday. With Mercury active in Leo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. For Sagittarius, this brings a heck of a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions that are focused on media, marketing, publishing interests, travel plans, situations at a distance, educational pursuits, legal needs, or contracts, right? Weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. So there's a ton of communication, commerce, transportation focused on those themes Friday through Tuesday. You, like every other sign, you have to be flexible. You have to work around, adjust, bend, adapt on most of those days. A lot of that has to do with your income, purchases, products, or possessions in the story. On Saturday, it will have to do with what's going on at home or with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates. On Monday, you have some really good alignments going on here to get very active with a creative endeavor, the kids, a lover, or your recreational pursuits. So that looks active and in flow for you. And by Tuesday night, the new moon kicks in. So you have 2 weeks opening up for Sag. This is helping launch you into something brand new or taking the current into the next chapter or direction with those legal, travel, foreign, distant, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. Then starting on Wednesday the 19th, Mercury is heading into Sagittarius midheaven, so really going to spark up more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions over the weeks ahead. That will now be career-driven or about your fame or status or reputation or focused on a personal goal or a boss, parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. So this gets a lot of momentum starting Wednesday. Okay, for Capricorn, Uranus has been shaking you guys up, bringing that innovative, let's break out of the rut energy to reinvent yourself when it comes to love, your love life, your lovers, children, what's going on with creative projects or talents, and what's going on with recreation for you guys. So it's been asking you guys to look at, are you being valued in these situations and what needs to change there? Are your values aligning in these situations and what needs change there? What's going on with your soul group, the friends, the associates, the group affiliations, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, as it pertains to these lovers, the kids, the creative project, the recreation, and also with your personal income in this flow, and what's happening with products or purchases or possessions in this flow, and original aspirations and how you are going into life in a unique, original way. So as you've been contemplating all that and you've had all this crazy energy with the kids and the lover and the love life and the recreation and the creative stuff, Uranus retrogrades Saturday morning. So it starts a story where some of the new craziness slows down and now you head back over the old stuff. You're revisiting old territory, going back to the past, reconnecting with past people, ideas, issues, or situations, or really focusing on what's happening already in your story, the ongoing situation, and what you want to do either about the past or the ongoing story to rework it, release it, rekindle it, revise it, and really get things closer to where you want them to be in those areas by mid-January. So start to pay attention to what's shifting gears as this changes direction Saturday morning. Now, Mercury is active Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and this week ahead. And so Capricorn, this means a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are about your financial stuff, not income, but the loans, the debt, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the mortgage, whatever, your financial things, your commissions, your royalties. Or it can all be about sex or reproduction or a birth, a death, a divorce, or third-party situations where you're talking between you and two other people, right? So as you head into this, you want to remember you need to be flexible, you need to be adaptive, you need to give and take. Part of this is going to be how you're showing up. Maybe you need to run here, run there, and juggle a bunch of different things. Maybe it's about your name on this document or your brand and how it's being put out there. So be adaptive from your own point of view and involvement. Also on Saturday, there'll be some adjustments to make with short trips, local activities, vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, or what's going on with those talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions in the mix. by Monday, you've got really good flow here to this financial, sexual, or third-party scenario as it pertains to what you're doing about the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate in the story. And by Tuesday night, you guys have that new moon launch. So this should help, you know, really take you into some new stuff or help take what you're doing in that next chapter or new direction over the next 2 weeks. Again, financial, sexual, reproductive, or in dealing with birth, death, divorce, or third-party scenarios. On Wednesday the 19th, Mercury will be heading into Capricorn's ninth house for the next couple weeks. So this will open up more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions that are about legal agreements or travel plans or situations at a distance or your media, marketing, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So that's going to fire up. And there you have it. For Aquarius, Uranus has been trying to get you guys to get out of ruts, awake, and reinvent yourself as it pertains to your home, your family, your moves, your renovations, your real estate deals, your parents, your roommates, okay? So it's been asking you, are you valued in these situations? How do you want to be valued? Do your values align with what's going on in these situations, and what do you need to do about that? How is your original inventive side playing out? Where is your soul group in this story? The friends, the associates, the groups you're joining or part of, the internet, the astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events as they relate to these subjects. And also, how is your income threaded in here? Or what are you doing about products, possessions, or purchases when it comes to home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So as you're in this story for a few years, starting Saturday the 15th, that planet retrogrades. So from Saturday morning up until the middle of January next year, you guys are going to be in this retrograde part of the story. So now you kind of slow down. You either go back and reconnect with some past people, issues, ideas, opportunities, situations tied to those themes, or you are focused on the ongoing situation and really trying to get it right. So whether it's the past or the ongoing there now, it's a do-over. So you'll be releasing, rekindling, reworking, revamping, depending on what you feel about it. So watch what's shifting here starting Saturday. Mercury being in Leo and active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. For Aquarius, this is a whole lot more talks and meetings and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions, or one of those at least, when it comes to romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or other such relationships. So there's a lot of connecting going on with our Aquarians Friday through Tuesday. And you want to remember that for everybody, and you included, this means a lot of adjustments. Be flexible, be adaptive, be in the moment, give and take, work around. A lot of that for Aquarius has to do with artistic, romantic, or spiritual needs in the story, or what's happening with institutions, research, or investigations, or with secrets or addictions in the story. On Saturday, the adjustments will involve income, purchases, products, or possessions with these key players. And on Monday, you have some real active inflow energy helping you link with one of these relationships and really take that short trip, do something local, get into that talk, meeting, sale, writing, interview, offer, or decision, and move this thing forward. By Tuesday evening, the new moon kicks in with these relationships, Aquarius. This gives you two solid weeks of forward momentum where you can start new relationships, start new projects with ongoing relationships, take ongoing relationships into the next chapter or new direction. It's all about new or next level when it comes to these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, etc. So be proactive about that. It starts Tuesday evening. On Wednesday, the 19th, Mercury will be moving into your territory of sex, triangles, finances, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, and personal empowerment. So it's the deep, intense stuff, right? So you're going to have lots more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions over the next couple weeks about those things. That, again, starts Wednesday. All right, for Pisces, Uranus has been really working over the last couple of years and will continue to work for the next few years, getting you to reinvent the way you think about things, your choices, that loop in your mind from early childhood or past lives, what you say, how you say it, what you mean, what's going on with your writing, what's going on with your talks and meetings, your sales, your interviews, your auditions. What's going on also in a physical sense, Pisces, really been honing in on, you know, do I want to move? What's going on with my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, my neighbors, my vehicles or whatever mode of transportation or what's going on with electronics? And so there's quite a bit here for Pisces. Uranus has been trying to get you to rethink your values and how you're valued and what's valuable to you in this world at this point. And it's been trying to get you to reconnect or reassess where you are with your soul group, those friends, associates, group affiliations, what you do online, what you do with astrology, charity gatherings, parties, events. With you, where you are with your original ideas, inventions, products, what's going on with your personal income, your possessions, purchases, products in the mix. So it's a big mental loop for the Pisces, you know, and you've been downloading some pretty high vibrations here at this point in your life. It's, you know, it's a rare occurrence. You've got it for a few more years, like I said. So, you know, pay attention to those inventive ideas for sure. But anyways, this energy retrograde Saturday morning, it will be in retrograde up through the middle of January. So now it's time to start to slow down, go back, reconnect with those old ideas, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, or go back and reassess something with the brother, sister, neighbor, or about the move, or the vehicles or electronics, you know, any of these subjects. You're now in do-over mode. So it's really about, you know, what stays, what goes, what do I rework here based on these evolving values and soul groups. Scenarios and freedoms and your original inventive side of who you are here. So not much really. But yeah, start to watch what happens Saturday with that. Now with Mercury very active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, every single day, it's bringing a lot of talk, news, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers. Pisces, that is, it's either about your work, your health, your animals, or paperwork, coworkers, hired help, okay? And so in this, you're going to need to be flexible, adjusting, making some adaptations, working around, bending when it comes to that social stream. So with whatever this is, you know, be malleable when it comes to the friends or associates or the groups or the online interests or the astrology or charities or gatherings or aspirations here. On Saturday, it's more of a personal or physical adjustment for you because it's really adjusting to your sign. So, you know, maybe you are not wanting to go and deal with this work or health or coworker or paperwork thing, or maybe they need your name on something, some document, paperwork, you know, and you've got to go back in and sign that again. So just be flexible when it comes to your involvement on Saturday. On Monday, you have really good flow to take action or react to something going on here with income, purchases, products, or possessions as it relates to this work situation or your health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So, yeah, be proactive with that. Tuesday night, you have the new moon, and this will open up two solid weeks of forward momentum. And Pisces, this is helping you guys launch into new work, health, or paperwork, coworkers, hired help, pet interest, or it's helping you take your ongoing situation and move it forward into that next chapter or new direction. So you'll have a lot of cosmic momentum behind that starting Tuesday night and over the next 2 weeks. On Wednesday, the 19th, Mercury moves into your relationship zone, Pisces. It'll be there for a few weeks. So this is wonderful for opening up a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, short trips, and ideas that involve romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or the like. So that will, again, kick in Wednesday. All right, guys, it is Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, same time, God willing, in this crazy, crazy world that we're in right now. But hey, remember, you chose this time to come, as did I. So shine that light, do the best you can, and I'll talk to you next time. Oh, and you guys, if you want to check in on the daily forecast, I post a daily on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Come join the page. You can ask me questions there. I answer every day. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.